Seal of the Worm by Adrian Tchaikovsky. Read by Ben Allen. Book 10 of Shadows of the Apt. Part 1. Buried Alive. Chapter 1. It was cold down in the bowels of the earth. The darkness was not the same hindrance to her that it was to her companions, but the cold she could do nothing about. Worse than that was the absence. Born apt in collegium, she had no precise words for it. Perhaps the moths might have done before her ancestors had thrown them out. To a magician, every place had its own feel. There was some additional sense thus engaged that the apt could never guess at, and that she herself was still learning how to use. Travelling from her home city to the halls beneath Canathes, from the great wild expanses of the Commonweal to the tortuous knots of the Mantis Forest, all these places had touched her and informed her, even if she had not realised it. There had been a constant voice, and now it was gone, at best. At worst, when she strained that unnamed sense of hers to the utmost, she could hear something else. A chanting, a susurration from the stone depths. The voice of the enemy. The voice of the worm. They were all in the realm of the worm. In her rage, the Empress Seda had broken the seal, holding that common enemy in its prison domain for 1,000 years. Che and her companions had been cast into that dark, closed-off place. It was still closed off, like a woodlouse clasped about itself, but uncurling now, slowly but surely. There would be cracks showing already. Weak points that the worm could pierce to cross experimentally into the wide world beyond. Che had thought to do the same at first. So simple to exercise her powers as a great magician in this magic-forged place, where surely power was concentrated and free for the taking. She would find out where the fractures were, and she would leave the worm's realm before its denizens ever realized new guests had arrived. But that sense, that ability of hers, had fled. She could not breathe water. She could not walk through rock. The medium of this place was inimical to her powers. She, crowned by the masters of Canathes as inheritrix of the ancient ways, had been cut off from her throne and from her inheritance. She was denied the aptitude that was her birthright, and also the magic that was its replacement. Without those crutches, she fell. Only one lifeline remained to her. She yet held on to one faint and tenuous connection back to the world, as if fate had considered her exile not cruel enough. Seda was still her sister in some perverse, bitter way. They had been crowned at the same time. They were linked. Sometimes, unbidden, Che sensed her. She knew from this bond that the doom that had befallen her and her fellows had not touched Seda. Seda was free, still out in the world. Seda had won. Faced with that realization, something had broken inside Che. She was aware that she had been down here now, if down was even a meaningful word for where she was, for some time. For days, 10 days, months even. She was moved, goaded to her feet and forced onwards from place to place. The hands that shoved at her, that grabbed at her and pulled, and would not let her just sit down and give up, they belonged to her friends. She remembered them distantly. She had brought them to this fate, led them here to their banishment. She would not have blamed them if they abandoned her in the dark, just left her behind. Possibly she would have preferred that,